you so much, everyone. Open your Bibles now as we continue our studies in 1 Corinthians 13. As we continue this study, your Bible, too often we focus on what the words say instead of what the words mean. Too often we get caught up in Bible reading and not Bible study.
A lot of times, have we not learned yet from when you take it from the initial, for instance, the part in verse 5 at the end, it said, "Thinks no evil." Speak to the fact that you're recording all the wrong done to you all along. And yet, if you just say, but how do you get that aspect out of that? Well, you break it down and finding out what is it saying? What's it teaching? And helping to learn to get to the depth of what God's intended meaning is. The same is true of a lot of the parts here. Some of it was self-explanatory. The first two are easy. Suffering long, you know. Learn to suffer long with people instead of giving them a piece of your mind or reacting. Instead, you love them, be patient with them, and persevere with people. Tonight is no different. But let's begin by reading the first 8 verses and then verse 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Verse 13, and now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Let's pray. Father, again, thank you for your word. Wherever we opened it up, whenever we opened it up, it is there. It's profitable. It's the truth. It is reality. And so, Lord, we pray that we would align and transform and have our minds renewed according to your word. Father, help us to think your thoughts and to think consistently with your teaching. So, Father, we pray that you'll guide us through this study tonight. In Christ's name, amen. Well, in verse 7, we are going to be dealing with the second of the four that are in here. Last week, we dealt with love bears all things. Tonight, it love believes all things. And so, one of the things that we need to realize of this 13th characteristic of love is the fact that we need to define the aspect of what does it mean to believe all things. The idea of believes all things is defined by always trust, allowing oneself to see the best in others until the facts prove otherwise. Always be ready to give the benefit of the doubt. That does not mean that we are to be gullible or naive with people. Doesn't mean that if we see someone doing something wrong to deny that it happened or to believe them when they say they didn't do it. That's not what it means by believes all things. Love did not believe all things to the point of denying the fact and denying reality. Wayne Mack said it this way, quote, "For instance, believing all things doesn't mean that if a man says he loves Christ and yet continually disobey his command, we must still unquestionably believe him. It doesn't mean that if a woman said she loved God's people and yet is constantly criticizing and mocking them, we must believe her in the name of love." That's not what this passage is talking about. It's not saying, I believe all things in spite of the facts. It doesn't mean you check out your common sense or your brain and off to the side. We know that it doesn't teach this because the Bible makes it clear that we are to have discerning love, not undiscerning love. Undiscerning love is gullible and naive. We see throughout Scripture, especially in the book of Proverbs, you see time and time again the people who say one thing and do another are hypocrites, or those that follow a different path are seen as fools versus wise. For instance, in Proverbs 14, verse 15, "The simple believe every word, but the prudent considers well his path, his steps." The simple will believe anything and everything. Well, we're supposed to be discerning. The prudent person, the wise person, considers their step. Proverbs 22, verse 3, "A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." So do we say when a person is acting like a fool or the simpleton here, the ignorant fool, they should know better. They don't seek for advice. They don't seek for wisdom. They just merely go on their blissful, ignorant ways. And we can, I believe all things. I believe true love said, I will believe that they'll make it to the end. No, you follow the path of folly, you're going to reap destruction. Proverbs 18, verse 13, one of my favorite that had helped me over the year. "He who answers the matter before he hears it is folly and shame to him." How many times have we come to a conclusion that we were wrong because we didn't have all the facts? We didn't have all the information. So this is not teaching, believes all things, that you believe anything and everything in spite of the fact or anything else. To summarize, God destroyed the person who is speaking or teaching or living in a way contrary to the wisdom of God that is found in His Word is a fool. More than that, the fool doesn't care to do anything about their folly. Here lies the distinct mark of the fool in the book of Proverbs. They don't have a heart, a desire, or willing to seek and pursue wisdom. They want to do their own thing, their way on their terms. Proverbs talked about a fool doesn't care about seeking wisdom and only want to speak his mind, speak his heart. We also know that we are not to be naive and gullible because there are too many verses that teach where discernment, discretion, and wisdom are commended as good quality to be pursued. Such as 1 Thessalonians 5:21, "Test all things, hold fast what is good." Or how about this one? This one on the surface would appear to contradict what 1 Corinthians 13 verse 7 says. And that is 1 John 4:1, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits." Why? Because there are many false prophets that have gone out into the world. In fairness, I want to read the entire verb. "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit whether they're of God." Why? Because there are false teachers and false teachings out there. You need to have discernment. Or how about the way the Bereans dealt with Paul in Acts chapter 17, verse 11? It said this, and they were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word of God with all readiness and searched the scripture daily to find out whether these things were so. Two very important things you need to see. What they heard and received from Paul, they received it at scripture with all readiness of mind and eagerness, but they tested everything. They carefully examined what they were taught to make sure that it was indeed in the Word. So what does it mean to believe all things? The idea, love will not allow, when you ponder and meditate and reflect upon what he's saying here, it's saying love will not allow suspicion, doubt, or a judgmental, critical attitude to become the dominant feature in our thinking, in our relationship with others. We think and believe the best in people. Wayne Mack even went on to say this, quote, love, believing all things mean that we are living a life of love. We will put the best possible interpretation on what another person had done or said. Listen carefully, here's the kicker. Until we have the facts that prove to the contrary. In other words, how many times and why do we have the tendency or yield to the temptation to think the worth of somebody without the information? Doesn't matter who it is. And one of the things that we always have to be careful is those that we love, we seem to love them to a fault. And then there's others that not so high on our love list. And we have a tendency to not give them the benefit of the doubt. For whatever reason. Maybe they've hurt you. Maybe they said things wrong. Maybe they haven't treated you the way you felt you need you to be treated. Fact means we are to love in a proactive way. We don't love based on the condition of them. We love because God is love and we are to love like Him. And this is what it means. I want to read what Wayne Mack said again. Love, believing all things mean that if we are living a life of love, we will put the best possible interpretation on what another person had done or said until we have the facts to prove otherwise. Not information you want to hear to confirm your faulty conclusion, but reality, fact, the truth regarding the situation. That is precisely what believe all things mean. In other words, you live by love, not by a phantom is what I would call it. You have conjured up something in your mind that they have done that is a phantom, not reality. Or, I got the gut feeling. Don't trust your gut. Trust facts. Trust in what you know to be true and it proof. Or any other perception in your relationship with others. And we're talking about any relationship, all relationship. People at work, your family, your relatives, your next door neighbor, people you work with, people who are your bosses, your enemy. Hundreds and thousands of times, we have all thought low of somebody only to be wrong. We had taken the word turn on something only to find out I was wrong about them on this. And we didn't do that sometimes. And we don't do that once in a while. We are usually wrong most of the time. And we need to be humbled by our inconsistency to get it right. And wait and practice Proverbs 18:13, not to answer a matter before he hears it. The word answer a matter means coming to a verdict or a conclusion without all of the information that you need to bring and render a true discernment or judgment or conclusion to the matter. So be careful. Beloved, the reason why we are inconsistent, because you and I, nobody had the ability to read the heart, to read the mind, and to read the motives of the human heart. And yet, so often we think and we come to the conclusion, I know they're doing this because they did want to get attention. How do you know? How do you know? Maybe in the past they were, but how do you know here? And if you're wrong here, you're accountable for that. Love doesn't go there. Love, until proof is there, I will believe all things. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt that they're taking the high ground and doing it for the right reason and in a good motive. So be careful. So we need to believe the best, the good, and the positive in people. Wayne Mack continued and went on to say, quote, it means that if we do not have the cold, hard fact that prove that what the other person has done is evil, malicious, or unbiblical, we will always opt for the most favorable possibility, end quote. Unless you got cold, hard facts, believe all things. Give them the benefit of doubt. That's how you build relationships. That's how you foster progress. Not constantly cutting them down and taking a shot in the dark, so to speak. Because just like I said earlier, we are often wrong when we try to misjudge heart, minds, or motives. And come to a conclusion. Even if they have a track record for it. People do change by the grace of God. Amen? Also, just because a person may have done something wrong in the past doesn't mean they always do it wrong. Love believes all things. Trust. Look for the best. Anticipate God's working. Longing for God's transformation in their life. We should believe all that we can, as far as we can, the positive, the best case scenario, as long as we can do it with a clear conscience. We're not advocating, the scripture never advocated, to believe to the point of denying facts or deception or lie or embracing that. We need to do love and believe all things with a clear conscience regarding the person. Oh, beloved, my goodness, we just got done with Job. And we have a classic example with Job's friends, how they did not love him. Clearly, his friends refused to believe anything good about Job, and in so doing, they were not displaying love that believed all things. Jerry Bridges said this. Jerry Bridges did this, quote, great book, convicting book, Respectable Sin, subtitle, Sins We Tolerate in the Church, said this regarding judgmentalism, quote, most of us can slip into the sin of judgmentalism from time to time. Now, did you catch that? The sin of judgmentalism. Continue. But there are those among us who practice it continually. These people have what I call a critical spirit. They look and find fault with everyone and everything, regardless of the topic of conversation, whether it's a person, a church, an event, or anything that end up speaking, they always end up speaking in a disparaging manner regarding it. John MacArthur said it this way, love will always opt for the most favorable possibility. If a loved one is accused of something wrong, love will consider him innocent until proven guilty. If he turns out to be guilty, love will give him credit for the best motive. One commentator started me off onto a trend that I thought was really good. In James chapter 3, verse 17. Now, if you know James chapter 3, that the contrast of, at the end of the chapter, between the wisdom from above and the wisdom that of the world. And when he would articulating the wisdom that comes from above, he said this: here are the character traits of true godly wisdom from God. In James 3:17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy, good and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. We're all familiar with it. The word or the phrase that I want to break down is the phrase willing to yield. Willing to yield. It is the only time that the Greek word is used in this verse. It is the Greek word that means that they are easy to be entreated. Some translations use that. Some, the idea of to be easily persuaded. A person who seeks wisdom is easily persuaded away from their position to draw closer to the truth. Easily persuaded. And so the commentator went on and said, what James was saying about wisdom, Paul is saying about love. Meaning, love is easily persuaded to think well of another person's action or motive unless there are cold, hard facts to prove otherwise. We need to be easily entreated to believe our brothers and sisters and others around us and who we're ministering to. Love believes all things mean that we don't treat people, as I touched on just a moment ago, in the way Job's so-called friend treated him in the book of Job. His friend jumped to the conclusion that his difficulties were because of God was punishing him for some sin in his life. They refused to listen to what he had to say. We went through that whole thing, and boy, what a challenge it was to go through that book just to see it played out in such a painful way. And the thing that they didn't do, they did not ask Job any question to gather information. Very important. If you're going to try to bring counsel to somebody, you better make sure you know the situation. But Job had pled with him over and over and again to stop tormenting him, and instead, and one of the places in Job 21, verse 2, he said, then listen carefully to my speech and let this be your consolation. But they never asked questions to get Job's perspective. Instead, they attack, they accuse, and they malign him. That is not believing all things. Instead, like I said, they attack, they accuse him. They concluded that they had came to the conclusion that he was wrong and that God was dealing with him because of sin. And yet, in the entire book of Job, there was no evidence to support their position. Not once in 42 chapters. That's why God dealt with them at the end pretty severely. So, beloved, let's not be like Job's friend when we're ministering to other people. Love believes all things. The opposite of that is the person in Proverbs 16:27. You want to write that down. 16:27. Here's what it said. An ungodly man digs up evil, and it is on his lips like a burning fire. Now notice, here God is saying a person who is ungodly have the tendency to want to pick up and find dirt. And when they find a mortal, true or not, plausible, possible, it's like burning fire, they let it loose. That is what's happening all over our country. Look at how the media, even people on Facebook, I'm ashamed that Christians act in the way they do on Facebook. Flaming this and flaming that. Worry is having peaceable lips and speaking the truth and let the truth speak for itself without the cantankerous, toxic, mean-spiritedness. A person who naturally looks for and sees bad things in people to find fault in others, even if it's a half-truth or worse, manufactured. Once they find something, one commentator said it this way, their mouth becomes a flamethrower. Scorching, burning, and hurting, and demeaning, and belittling anybody who that had reference to. Shame on us. Words hurt. And you are ungodly when you do that. We are to be people seeking truth and looking for pure and holy and wholesome and things of a good report, as Philippians 4:8 would say. Those are the things you need to meditate on. Have the mouth, have the heart is full of, so it speaks. If that all you are is a flamethrower, that speaks and doesn't speak well of what you're thinking about a lot in your heart. So, beloved, let's manifest love that believes all things. That we will believe the best in the person until irrefutable facts prove otherwise. That's what love does. When we love this way, it has the tendency to bring the best out in people. And let us not be guilty of misreading and misjudging people and losing not only credibility, because when you lose credibility and you misread somebody and they find out, or you somehow share that, you just went down big time. Beloved, love believes all things. May we do that. That's not easy. Especially people who hurt us. Especially people who seem to never come out of their... They have a pattern and trait. Doesn't matter. We love, we love, we love, we love. We help them. We set them on the right path. We try to help the fool back on the path. We try to get the ungodly man to use his lip and quit looking for dirt. Look for good thing, holy thing, godly thing. I mean, rather than looking in dirt in other people's life, why don't you look at the holiness of God and His character? Amen? And all of those are better things to be thinking about. Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank you for your love, your goodness. Help us to be a people that love in a way that believes all things. That we would look to people and trust that you are at work, and you're transforming them, and Lord, help me us not to be foolish in dishonoring them with the spirit of suspicion and with a critical and judgmental spirit. That helps no one. The Pharisee didn't build people, but our Lord did. Oh, Lord, help us to love in a way that believes all things. We have these things in Jesus' name. Amen.